Welcome to Planet Dance on Easy Way Broadcasting with your host, Shane Sparks, where entertainment lives. Hear all the info on how the dance world works. Welcome to part one of Dance World Driven. Find out what choreographers are hot, who's not, the up-and-coming, and new dance moves. Shane has exclusive interviews with choreographers and dancers you see dancing with, Justin Bieber, Usher, Rihanna, Chris Brown, Katy Perry, and many, many more. Learn the stories of how they went from dancers to superstars. And now, here's your host, world-famous hip-hop dance choreographer, Shane Sparks.
Yo, I bet y'all didn't know I produced that track right there. Get it. Yo, what's up, everybody? It's your boy, Shane Sparks, Planet Dance, live in effect, Saturday afternoon, January 12th. Sunny in California, but it's cold. And I don't understand. I'm from Cincinnati, and I thought that I was coming here for the heat. If y'all hear me, if y'all understand what I'm saying, you live in California and it's cold, put your hands up. Check it out. I just want to know what's going on in the world today. So it's my job to figure it out. If you live in Houston, if you know the name Trey Bugs, remember what I said, Trey Bugs. Shane Sparks is going to be in Houston on the 14th. January, auditioning for dancers. I need 15 to 20 dancers to dance with my boy Trey Bugs. We're going to be at the Toyota Center. It's going to be a big event. His family's putting it together, Organo Gold. Check it out. He already got a hot show. He was on a Scream tour. He was out there killing it. I saw so many tweets. I saw so many videos. Everybody was hitting me up like, yo, Trey Bugs' show is hot. Well, I want to make it hotter. Now we got 15 minutes. I think it's 15 to 20 minute show to put together. I need the dancers to come out. So if you're in Houston and you heard of a studio called Soundbox Studio, it's a dance studio. I'm going to be there 8 to 10 on Monday. 8 to 10 Monday, you better be there and show me what you got, because the last time I was there, we had a good turnout. We got a few hot dancers, but this time I'm looking for the hottest dancers, because when I got done, it's crazy. After you hold an audition, after it's over, everybody say, oh, my God, I wish I had known about that. Oh, my God, I was about to come. Oh, I didn't know nothing about it. I'm promoting it right now. Make sure you go on my Twitter, at Sparks5678. We're posting it every day. Houston, January 14th, 8 to 10 at Soundbox Dance Studio. I'm going to be there. The age is 15 to 22. And people keep asking me, Shane, how old do you have to be? Can it be 13? Can it be 12? Trey Bugs is only 14 years old, but he's like 6 feet. You know what I mean? So if you're a kid, or if you are about 13 or 14 and you got a good height on you and you're a beast when you dance, you could come out, because I'm not tripping. But you can't be 12 years old, look like you're 12 years old, and dance like you're 12 years old, okay? Don't do that, please, okay? So I'm going to say one more time, make sure you get this. Make sure you come, Houston, Texas, January 14th, 8 to 10, Soundbox Dance Studio. I'm looking for 15 to 20 dancers, ages 15 to 22. And if you're 25 or 26 or 30, look 20, okay? Look 22. I'm not tripping. But don't come in at 35 looking 35. You know, I'm not trying to do that. The guy, he's only 14, okay? So, yeah, just make sure y'all come out. Be there. Be square. Toyota Center is going to be bumping, okay? Coming up with some hot choreography. And I just need Houston to represent, because I'm posting everything. Sparks5678. Make sure you check out the tweets. You know what I'm saying? So check it out. Shane Sparks, Planet Dance. Make sure you listen to my boy Eric Zuli. He's every Friday. If you don't know his show is one of the hottest shows on the network, you know? So check us out. You know, WTV. What the heck is... Can't take that. Yo, somebody hit me up on my Twitter. I'm going to get it in a minute, though. Yo, check this out. But make sure you check out Eric's show. And make sure you check out Blog Talk Radio. Make sure you check out Easy Way Broadcast. Make sure you hit me up on my Facebook. I've been getting a lot of quests. A lot of people hit me up on my Facebook, and they're saying, yo, Shane, I can't get on your Facebook because there's too many friends. And I get that. So I erased about 1,000 friends. So now you can come on there. I don't know why they have a limit on Facebook. They don't have a limit on anything else but Facebook. But make sure you come on there. I got the red hat with the red shirt or the black shirt, I think. It's my Facebook. Make sure you like it. Make sure you hit me up. Make sure you request me. Make sure y'all get up my tweet. Look, I'm a little upset right now. I toured with IMX. No, I'm playing. I did a lot of crazy stuff in this industry, from You Got Served, ABDC, So You Think You Dance. I'm not going over all that. And I didn't get into Twitter until, like, last year, okay? But I need to get the tweets up. So y'all need to pay attention. Y'all need to hit me up and get on here. If you're a dance fan, even if you're in a dance fan, if you're a Shane Sparks fan, hit me up. Because I'm looking at Justin Bieber's, and Justin came out with a year, 2 years ago, 14 million, 30 million, Lady Gaga, 20 million. Come on, y'all, for real. Well, we got more dance fans than that. So represent, you know what I'm saying? Represent. All right. I got a special guest that's going to be coming on my show on the 25th. If you never heard the names Ryan, Robert, Raymond, and Ricky, you will be hearing them. They are the Ochoa Boys. Ochoa Boys is one of the, they're going to be one of the hottest young boy acts. They're like on the verge of, they remind you of like an LMFAO. LMFAO, but a younger version. They go from the ages like maybe 12 to like 16. They're all brothers, good-looking brothers, young, hot, dancing, rapping, singing, doing it all. I'm doing all that choreography, getting them ready for the industry. You know what I'm saying? So make sure you check in, tune in on January 25th to hear the boys come on live. They're going to be talking about their future. And if you don't know who I'm talking about, some of y'all might know the show Queen, Pair of Kings. If you ever heard of the show Pair of Kings, that's one of the boys from the Ochoa Brothers. His name is Ryan from the Ochoa Brothers. He plays Lanny. I hope I got that right. He plays Lanny, and, you know, it's a hot show, and it's on Disney XD. Make sure y'all check him out. So if you ain't heard of the Ochoa Boys, watch that show, and you get to meet one of the brothers, okay? He's been on about 66 episodes. His energy is good. Show is hot. A lot of kids love him, and they got so many bigger things. So it's so many things going on in their career right now, I can't even name it. But I don't want to talk about too many things because I want, when they come on the show, I want them to talk about it all so y'all can hear from their mouth first. Getting over a cold over this mic. LA got me sick, crazy. So, yeah, so if you interested and if you know them, come on, represent. And if you was at the Queen Mary Chill Festival event last week, so off the hook. They had, it's a group called I Am Five that was there. I Am Five is five kids. I don't know the age range, but I'm thinking about 14 to 16 or 17. These young boys got busy. I must say, they manager or whoever's in charge, these boys sing, they dance, they look great, they harmonize, they look so comfortable on stage. Showmanship is incredible. Everything, like I was never bored. They sing live. They sit down in the chairs. They play guitar. They play keyboards. They doing all this stuff like live right on the spot. And I'm just like tripping. Like I don't even think NSYNC, Backstreet Boys, or any of those kids was that talented. You know what I mean? So I need y'all to check them out too. I Am Five, one of the hot, another hot boy group coming up. Check them out on Disney. I think they got some music on some of the Disney soundtracks. I'm trying to give y'all all this information because when I get it, I got to get it out because I'll forget about it and I move on to the next. So Ochoa Boys, I Am Five Boys, make sure y'all check them out. Disney XD, Ryan Ochoa, Pair of Kings. Make sure you watch the show. And in other news, yo, I heard there's going to be an award coming out for me. Somebody got an award for me. And I think it's my boy Easy. I'm not sure if Easy is on the line yet, but I'm waiting on him to pull in. He's going to tell y'all all about this award. It's basically one of those type of things where all the things that I accomplish, they want to give you an award for it. And then next year, I'll give that award away to somebody else who's done the same thing or more than what I've done, somebody who deserves it. And it's not just being a hot dancer. It's not just being a hot, doing a hot video. It's about changing the game, okay?
What's up, Shane?
He's coming in right now. Yo, there you there. There he is.
I was on the phone with the person. I heard my name. I had to jump in. What's up? How's your fans doing?
Chilling. Hey, everything's good, man. I'm talking about the award. I'm trying to let them know that this award that I'm going to be receiving from you is going to be an award that's just talking about accomplishments. And it's not just about dance. It's not just about doing a video or a movie. It's about changing the dance game. It's about being an innovator. It's about coming into this game and letting people know what it's like to be in this game, what it takes, how hard it is, how easy it can be, what you need to study, what type of people you need to meet, what type of skills you need to have, and not wanting to just be a dancer, but want to be a producer, director, writer. You know, I want to give it to somebody who's on that stage. So when I do give it away, you better be hot and you better make sure that you're doing things that's going to change the game, because that's the only type of person that's going to get it. If you don't know my resume, make sure you go online, Google me. Don't Google too much, though, but Google. Google me. I've done a lot of stuff. I've traveled the world, and I've done a lot of stuff to change the game, okay? So pay attention. That's what the word is about. So EZ is going to tell you what it's about. What up? EZ.
All right, guys. So, yeah, this you know, the show is called Planet Dance, all right? And I not only just being a friend of Shane's for years, I know who Shane is and what his heart is like and what he's doing and really how he's changing the game. And, you know, it's kind of like me in Hollywood. I'm opening up a lot of doors, and I'm connecting a lot of dots, and I'm making a lot of moves. Well, Shane's doing the same thing, only in the dance world. So I got together with the president of the Multicultural Motion Picture Association, a couple of members of the city and county, and I have an award named after me called the Easy Achievement Award, and it's through the whole Easy Way lifestyle, the Easy Way movement. And I have the ability to honor people for their achievements. So I did solidify and get everything going with the Multicultural Motion Picture Association and the city and county of Los Angeles, and everybody's gonna be involved in this, and we are going to be recognizing Mr. Shane Sparks for his wonderful achievements in humanitarianism. Did I say that right? In humanitarianism and philanthropy, and what he does in people's lives, the community, ultimately the community. Shane, you've done some really amazing things, and there's a lot of things that people don't really know about you, so we really want to recognize that success and that achievement and what you're really trying to do. And the show's not just called Planet Dance. You are taking over the planet in the dance world, so we want to make Shane more of a symbol, more of something to really, really follow in that genre. So stay tuned for that, man. It's
let me say
awesome.
This real quick, too. When EZ came to me and was telling me, like, yo, Shane, we want to give you an award, like, sometimes when you do what you do, you don't really see the success of it. You just do what you do. And that's, I'm the type of person, once I do it today, tomorrow is another day, I forget about it. I never watch ABDC. I never watch So You Think You Can Dance. I was there when it happened, so I don't have to come home and watch it. And if I do watch it, I'll just watch it to see if what I was wearing was fly. So that's really it. So, but then I started thinking, I was like, I've done a lot of stuff in this industry. And I was like, do I really deserve what he's given me? And then I go all the way back to when I first get out here, teaching at Millennium for over 15 years when it was more Landis, traveling the world, going to schools, going to houses, going to events. Half the dancers that you see on TV right now, I trained them. They were all taking my class. They were all, some of them taking free classes. I paid some of their rent. I paid some of their bills. Some of them stayed at my house because they didn't have nowhere to stay. You know, I dedicated everything that I ever had in my heart to this dance world. When I went to Millennium, I told them, she said, what do you want to do? I said, I want to be the biggest dancer in the world and change the game. And if you don't know my career, go back and look at what I've done. Everything that I've done was almost the first. ABDC was the first dance show like that. So You Think You Could Dance was the first dance show like that. You Got Served was the first dance show like that. You know what I mean? I ain't going to say it was the best, but it was one of the best dance movies. Not the best movie, but one of the best dance movies. Understand what I'm saying? Like, I did that. I was with the Pulse. Pulse is one of the best dance tours in the world to me. If you were on that tour and you saw how we got treated and the students that came out and the energy and how much love was given from all the choreographers and all the dancers, you wouldn't want to be nowhere else but on that tour. And then I just started going back on all the people that I know, and I'm watching TV. I'm like, I remember when she was broke. I remember when she was crying. I remember when she was auditioning and nobody liked her because she had blonde hair and shaved head. Now everybody in the world got blonde hair and shaved head. You know what I mean? Now she's one of the hottest choreographers in the game. You know, so I see all this happening, and then I realize, like, I understand why I'm getting it. And I'm not getting it from an arrogant point of view. I'm not accepting it from an arrogant point of view. I'm accepting it because I want people to see what I've done and want to do better. Because we've only tapped on what this dance world is going to do and what it can do. Trust me, the things that I got for the future for the dance world ain't nothing happening compared to that. So just be ready for it. And if you want this award, make sure you're trying to change the game and not just be in the game. All right? Eric, what up?
Yo, what's up, guys? Yeah, and also when you're talking about the event we just went to, Shane, from Chill, it was an event called Chill.
Right.
The Queen Mary of all places, man. That was a lot of fun. These groups are amazing, guys. And if you want to see some teasers and episodes, we're actually going to be putting episodes on theeasyshow.com, probably starting late January, beginning of February, and we're going to be putting about probably 3 or 4 episodes of all the songs that they've done. And what's really going on. And actually what we're also going to be doing with Shane is he's going to be producing and hosting a couple of his own episodes within the Easy Show. So you guys can go to theeasyshow.com and you can see not just hear Shane on his show, but you can actually see what he's talking about, what he's doing, and maybe some behind the scenes of some of the choreography and some of the things that he's doing with these people and how, you know, everybody wants to see the behind the scenes. So we're going to be doing a lot of cool stuff with Shane, so you guys can see what he's talking about on theeasyshow.com, and just follow Easy Way Broadcast at Sparks5678 or Eric Zuley, E-R-I-C-Z-U-L-E-Y, for more information on that. Man, it's just a fun year, brother. 2013, and, like, people have no idea.
Man, I'm so excited, man. I just got the phone with Kaya and Taya Jones from the Pussycat Dolls, man. She just played me one of her new tracks, a remix to Energy. The song is banging. And she got your boy, I don't know if y'all remember Jay Kwan, but y'all know the song, Everybody in the Club Get Tipsy. That song right there, one of the hottest songs in the world at one time. Yeah, he did the remix, so it's banging. So she just gave me a little leak of it, and I just listened to it like maybe 20 minutes ago. And it's banging, man, but she's getting ready for so many things, and I'm going to be a part of probably 60% of some of the things that she's doing. So big. And I'm the type of person, I don't like to talk too much because you know how Hollywood is. Things happen one day, and the next day it ain't there no more. But I guarantee y'all, this 2013 is going to be crazy for all of us, if I can help it, because I do this for the game, not for me, all right? So y'all better get ready for 2013 with Shane Sparks. Let's get it.
And there's all, yeah. You know, who's the other girl that we both, I just had her on my show. You're doing choreography for her. She got like a million followers.
Amy Weber. And
you got your show, I got my show, you know, but ultimately what people don't really get, and I'm surprised that there's not like a million listeners on our shows here, because we're opening opportunities for you guys, you know, like I was just talking to Shane about how if he's at an event, or if you guys have something going on, whatever, where we're going to really be looking, like he just said, he just told you guys, there's a situation coming up in Texas where they're going to be looking for people for his project. And you guys got to listen to these shows. You got to understand we're trying to open doors. We're trying to give back to the social community that supports us and press the likes button. And we're trying to really be interactive with the people that are on social media. That's what this podcast station is about, is helping celebrities interact with their fans. You're not going to find anything else like this anywhere until they start copying. But for now, you're not going to find anything else like this. And it's just amazing what is going on. And, you know, I don't want to talk too much, man, but, you know, I have a situation, Shane, I haven't even told you about. I have a friend of mine that actually has opened up his own DreamWorks situation. And four of the most powerful producers are all getting together to create their own DreamWorks situation. And I'm a part of that process as well. In fact, this gentleman is going to be on my show. And I just talked to him next week, actually. So I'm going to keep a surprise until we get all the details. But this is the gentleman that introduced me to the co-founder of E-Entertainment. You know, a lot of producing projects. There's going to be many, many opportunities. And I know you got your reality show coming out, dude.
Let's keep it kind of on the DL. I don't want to give him too much until the contract is signed. But that's some beautiful things. And my reality show, I talk about it every episode. Y'all, it's going to be crazy, man. You know, like I said, it's enhancing the dance game. So that's what's up. And it's another girl group that I want to tell y'all about really quick. Like, I've been working with this girl group called The Dolls for about a year and a half now. When I met them, they were like four little girls trying to do their thing. Their mom was managing them. All the parents were like, we don't know what to do. Man, these girls are so incredible right now. The Ochoa Boys were rehearsing last night, and I brought the girls in to the rehearsal, and they all met, and they got to sing for the Ochoa Boys, and they all were like, oh, my God, we want y'all on the road with us. Like, they're crazy, but it's three girls, and they just incredible. And they called The Dolls, and I'm going to have them on the show very, very soon. They're recording right now. They just recorded a song that I wrote for them called Sensations. I can't wait till they get done, and I'm going to play it here first. Y'all are going to be the first ones to hear it, all right? So a lot of things going on. We small right now, but everything starts off small. You got to remember that. Google wasn't big when it first started out. Google was like whatever, you know what I mean? Apple wasn't big when it first started out, but it had to start somewhere. It starts with an idea, and then it goes everywhere else, and then everybody else jumps on the bandwagon. Trust me, this is going to be something that everybody's going to start jumping on. The easy way, we do it. So make sure y'all follow and pay attention to this, okay? Check it out. Shane Sparks, Planet Dance, powered by WTV Networks, Blog Talk Radio. If you're listening, call me, 914-338-1303. Let me know if you're going to be in Houston. Let me know if you got something that you want me to see. Let me know what's new. Like, show me something. Tell me something new about the dance game, okay? Hit me up on Twitter, at Sparks, Sparks5678. Let me say that again, at Sparks5678, at Eric Zuli. Yo, make sure y'all pay attention to that, okay? At WTV Networks, at Blog Talk Radio, at Easy Way Broadcast. And if you're on Facebook, Easy Way Broadcasting. Your boy, Shane Sparks. Facebook is Shane Sparks on my Facebook. But you remember, the red hat, and it's got my logo on the top of me. So just remember that. That's me. I need to get the likes up. It's so crazy. All these dancers in the world, I travel. They love it. Like, yeah, Shane, we can't wait to see you. We love you. You back. You did that. Hit me up on Facebook and like me so people can see that I'm popular. You know what I mean? It don't mean nothing if they can't see it. You know what I mean? So let's go.
You know, we were just at the Queen Mary, the Chili event, and I saw at least 10 to 15 different people wanting to take pictures with you, and oh my God, Shane Sparks is here, and whatever. But yet, like, you know, if you love Shane so much, then follow his movement. Plus, the only way you're going to get, you guys, honestly, the only way you're going to get a lot of the awesome content and the material and is if you follow my blog, you follow Shane's Facebook, you follow his Twitter. You're going to know things that other people just don't know. And when they see it on TV, you knew about that beforehand. And you're also going to have opportunities and things happen. It's really a good look, you know, to follow. What celebrity do you know that's actually making a radio show that wants to talk to you? We're also looking for fan clubs, you know. Like, let's find – if you're a fan of Shane Sparks and Planet Dance and what he's done, what he's going to do, then make a fan club. And get your friends together and be part of the movement, and you guys can come out to events and you can kick it with us. You know, you can be a part of these situations and these projects that we're going to be doing. And believe me, they're hot. You know, wouldn't you want to come to Shane's award ceremony when he's being awarded? I would. Mm-hmm. You know,
I would too. E, I want to be there to see him. Sure, I'm a fan. No, I'm playing. Hey, but check this out real quick. Just on the side, I'm gonna throw this in real quick. Make sure you go to YouTube and you check out the new video that me and Mount Boy Connect did together, okay? I got my boy Brett Frost. He's in the video. He's the boyfriend of the girl who actually pushes your boy Connect. It's a crazy video, but it's PYT, Michael Jackson. We just put it up a couple of days ago. It's got over 1,000 views already, and we just starting to mess around with this. You know, we're doing little projects. So I thank all the people who watched it already. But check it out. You know, we got my boys. Basically, it's the same little scenario. We got the girl walking on Melrose. She drops her keys. One of the guys picks them up, and they're basically trying to get them back to her. The other guys steal the keys because they want to get her first. And then this whole process of them trying to get to her, you see it all through ends. And at the end, they give her the keys, and then Brett comes up and pushes the guy back, like, dude, get back. And they're like, dude, we're just trying to give her keys back. And then one of the guys say, yo, we should have just stole her car and just went. It just left. It's funny. So I'm trying to bring comedy into dance. So instead of it always being so serious and everybody's like, oh, that's not a good dance video, that dance wasn't hot. It's not about the dance being hot. It's about the concept. You know what I mean? Dance is always going to be hot.
Totally, dude. You know, and what about the, do you want to talk about the event on the 23rd? Did Cassandra tell you about that red carpet with the network and all that?
So tell me about it.
There's an event on the 20. Is it the 23rd or the? I don't know exactly if I'm saying the right date, but I'm pretty sure it's the 23rd at a studio called High Point Studios. And this is actually the studio I met Miguel A. Nunez, Michael Jai White, the star of I think it's Unhappily. No, it's what's that Tyler Perry? It's Tyler Perry show that's really popular.
Why I Got Married or something like that. Oh, you're talking about the TV show. I don't know the name. I've never watched the show before, but I know what he's talking about. You know, he's a big old buff dude that knows how to do karate.
No, not the Tyler Perry's House of Pain, not the other one, but the newest one. The main.
I don't know the name of it, though.
Yeah, well, Michael Jai White's the star of that movie. I met him. I met a lot of cool people, and there's going to be a really awesome red carpet in the Hollywood area that me and Shane will be at. I mean, anybody that's getting a show with this network, everybody will be there. You know, I know you mentioned Kaya Jones. You know that Vanessa Curry, formerly from the Pussycat Dolls, is going to be my co-host on my show after.
Yeah, you told me about it.
Yeah, we finalized that. And also, guys, you know, Dance Express. We can't tell you too much, but let's just say this. There's a show that's in development right now that's kind of like American Idol, Soul Train, American Bandstand. It's got fashion touch into it. And Shane, you know, will be in that show and involved in that project, which I'll be hosting. Yeah, yeah, okay. But I can't say too much. But you got to remember, if you're listening to this show right now, guys, you are getting this stuff exclusive. You're hearing it, and then you're going to see it. And you're going to remember this show on this date, on January 12, 2013, because you did it the easy way. You just heard what you're seeing, and you can be a part of it because you know about it. So listen to this show. Follow, press the like button. You know, we're going to be making a blog for Shane pretty soon. You know, a lot of things that you can follow, and you're going to, I mean, I'm telling you, man, like, by the way, Shane, next time you're doing a video with the, with people that dance with Justin Bieber, you better be calling me up, man. How are you going to do a video without calling me and letting me know what's up? I dance too, shit.
You what?
What? What is that? Did you know you did not? Did you just tell
no,
me
playing,
again?
I'm
I battled you when
I'm playing. I'm playing. I'm playing. No, hey,
me
you know what?
Didn't.
Hey, listen, no, you don't. You don't. You don't. You don't. No, hey, next time I do it, I'll bring you in. I need you to be the star of it, though, this time, the next one we do. Okay? So I'll let you know. We got some really, really dark stuff that we're about to do. This site, like some old vampire zombie type stuff in the dance world. It's crazy. Going back to when I did So You Think You Could Dance, and I did that Izza Kizza, you know what I'm talking about? That crazy song with the vampire and the. It, people like, you know, that one. So we're doing a dance movie, not a movie, but we're doing like some episodes based on that, you know, somebody just catching this disease or whatever, and it's affected them, and they're going around spreading it in the dance world. It's crazy. So, yeah. So I'll let you be in that. All right? You cool? You cool. All right.
No, I know you're kissing up to me now that you embarrassed me on air, but you know.
No, I'm just playing. Hey, you know I'm just lame.
I know you're.
Hey.
To get my rebuttal really quick, if I'm whack, then how come... Person, you created the Easy Way dance, did you not? And you created an Easy Way dance. Whack, what does that say for you?
I don't remember that.
Oh, I have footage of it.
I don't remember that. I'm sorry. I'm having memory loss. I'm sorry. I'm losing the air. Hey, check this out. This is my new segment of my show. Listen, it's called Do You Care? Do You
Ooh.
Care? I'm going to say a couple things out. So, y'all tell me if y'all care or not, okay? And if you care, hit me up. If you don't care, hit me up. Make sure you hit me up on my Twitter or just call in, all right?
By the way, Shane, answer your Skype because I'm trying to show you the screen and everything.
Okay, answer. Okay, I got you. Okay, I'll answer you, okay? Do you care that Kanye West and Kim Kardashian are having a baby? No. No, I'm just playing. Do you care? Let me know this. Hit me up and let me know if you care that Kanye West and Kim Kardashian are having a baby. Hit me up on my Facebook. All right? Now, Britney Spears, this is crazy. Like, I don't understand these people, man. People work their whole life trying to get on TV, trying to get their music off, and then they get it, and then they just leave situations. She's leaving the X Factor. Like, really? Britney Spears is leaving the X Factor. But tell me this. Do you care? Let me know. Hit me up on my Twitter. Let me know if you care. Hit me up on my Facebook. Let me know if you care. That girl makes so much money. That's when you know you got too much money, when you can leave one of the biggest shows in the world, okay? American Idol. It airs on Wednesday. Are you hyped? Do you care? I care because it's one of my favorite shows. I'm ready to see it. So let me know. And they got some new judges on American Idol, too. Oh, no, not American Idol. Is it the X Factor? I think I saw, like, Nelly. Was that Nelly? Or Usher. I think I saw Usher as a host, as a judge on one of these shows. Like, I'm tripping. I think I was dreaming, though. But that would be a dope situation. I think it's The Voice. I'm sorry about that. I think it's The Voice. I think they got Usher as a new judge, and they got somebody else on there. And I was like, wow, man, this show's getting crazy. But do you care? I care. That's one thing I do care about because it's one of my favorite shows. But I want to say something about this dude, Freddie E. I don't know who he is. I never heard of him before. But I'm looking at, you know, I'm always online looking at stuff. And they said he commits suicide. You know, and he did some his last tweets or whatever. And right before he committed suicide, he was tweeting about it or something like that. Like, really, what's going on, man? Like, I don't, you know, I'm not going to say do you care or not care. I care about that because he's a young dude, and it don't make no sense for your life to be that crazy that you want to get rid of, you know, that you want to leave. You know, I don't understand it. So, yeah. So that's the end of my segment, Do You Care? E, if you're still on there, let me know. Make sure you go check out the hottest movies in America because the Golden Globes is about to be crazy. And make sure y'all vote because it's a lot of movies out there that I care about. I like them. But right now, the coldest movie right now is Django. If you ain't seen Django, go see it. They need to win every award. And I keep hearing about Lincoln. I haven't seen Lincoln yet, but I heard it's really good. So whatever. But Django, go check it out. Let me know what y'all think. This is your boy, Shane Sparks. I'm about to be out of this piece. And if you're listening, if you're watching, if you follow me, make sure you pay attention to WTV Networks, Blog Talk Radio, Twitter, @Sparks, @Sparks5678, @EricZuli, @WTV Networks, @Blog Talk Radio, @EasyWork, Easy Way Broadcasting. Make sure y'all check us out. And on Facebook, Easy Way Broadcasting and Shane Sparks. Yo, get at me. I got a caller. Last minute. I'm going to take a last minute caller right now. I think it's 9596. I'm not sure who it is. But I want to talk to you before I go off the air. Caller, you on the air. What up?
Hey, how you doing? This is Sean. I'm a regular fan. I was on when Jackie Vita Loca. I just can't get enough of this show, you see.
Oh, really? That's what's up, man. I'm glad to hear that. How you doing? Where you from?
Oh, I'm from Mississippi.
You're from Mississippi? Wow. My daddy was born in Mississippi. Chattanooga, Tennessee? Mississippi? Yeah, same place. All right, yeah, my daddy was born in that area. So what's going on over there?
Oh, I was just kidding. I was just testing you. I'm from Dallas, Texas. My bad.
You're from Dallas, Texas? You stupid.
I'm so sorry.
Do you know where you're from? Do you know where you're from? No. Oh, so what's up? Are you a dancer?
Of course I know where I'm from. I'm from Dallas, Texas. How to do?
That's what's up. Represent. Dallas, Texas is a hot place.
Yeah, go Cowboys!
Mm-hmm. So, are you a dancer? What do you do?
Well, I dance a little line and a little square, but I do know how to get down on that floor and what do you guys call it? The pop lock and block it and
I drop it like it's hot.
I drop it like it's hot. Yes, it is.
That's what's up. All right, we'll check this out. Listen, I'm challenging you right now to come to my audition on the 14th of January at Soundbox. Come there and audition for me. Introduce yourself, okay? I dare you.
Sounds good.
You coming?
I think so. I think I might have to just save up and get me a plane ticket on out there and find me
in
California.
No, it's in Houston. It's in Houston.
Oh, it's in Houston. Oh,
that's what I'm telling you. Yeah, it's in Houston. It's at Soundbox. Check your if you're on Twitter, go to your Twitter and check it out. It's at Soundbox Studio in Houston, Texas, on Monday from 8 to 10. It's a dance studio. I'm holding auditions for this artist by the name of Trey Bugs, and we're looking for dancers. And if you know anybody else that dance that want to be involved, he's on a big show. Thousands of kids are going to be there on the 19th at the Toyota Center, and I'm looking for dancers for the show.
Well, are you looking for any female dancers? Because my wife's a hell of a... Heck of a lady. She's a good thing. She knows how to do a little dance or two too.
That's what we need. I'm looking for girls and guys, man. So represent. I don't discriminate. We're looking for the hottest dancers in Houston to come and represent with Trey Bugs. Okay.
All right. Sounds good. So
my
excited.
Man, I appreciate you. I appreciate you calling in. What's your name again?
My name is Sean. Thank you.
Sean, nice to meet you, Sean. Talk to you later.
You too, man.
Yes, sir. Have a good one. Peace. Shane Sparks, Planet Dance. I'm about to be out this piece. Yeah. Saturday is freezing cold outside, but it's still a beautiful day. Heading out tomorrow to Houston, so make sure y'all come out and represent dancers. Wake up. Come on. Wake up. I'm tweeting today and tomorrow all day, so make sure y'all come. All right? Let's represent Shane Sparks, and I'm signing out. I got one more person. Do we have somebody else that's trying to talk to me right now? Who is that? Who that? I guess not. So we out of here. Shane Sparks, make sure y'all check out the show every Saturday, 2 p.m. I'm out of here. Ochoa Boys, the 25th. Make sure y'all check them out. Get it. Eric Zuli. Shane Sparks, get it. Yeah. What it be? What it be? Freestyle. Y'all want a second? I'm on the easy show. Yeah, dude. Play the dance, and I'm out of here. I'm going back to bed. Peace.